From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Japan's nuclear safety officials say white smoke seen coming from the Unit 2 reactor at the country's stricken nuclear plant was probably steam. A white haze from Units 2 and 3 prompted workers to temporarily evacuate from the site. There have been several blasts of steam from the reactor since the plant was damaged by a huge earthquake and tsunami on March 11th. The body of a teacher from Virginia has been found in northeastern Japan. As NPR's Dwali Saikautau reports, the 24-year-old is the first known American victim among the thousands killed or missing from Japan's tsunami disaster.
Taylor Anderson was doing what she loved, teaching English to young Japanese children. When the magnitude 9 quake hit, she was reportedly helping those same children to safety and then apparently attempted to ride her bike back home. But the tsunami soon followed, destroying her home and her neighborhood in Ishinomaki, a coastal city in the Miyagi Prefecture. This is one of the hardest-hit areas in northern Japan, where an estimated 13,000 people are still missing. Anderson's family, in a statement, said they received a phone call from the U.S. Embassy in Japan informing them of the loss of their daughter. The family thanks all those who pray for them and asks people to continue to pray for all who remain missing. Dwali Saikautau, NPR News, Aizu Wakamatsu, Japan.
Coalition forces have bombarded Libyan targets for a third straight night. The airstrikes have halted advances by Libyan troops. President Obama has told reporters in Santiago, Chile, that the U.S. and its allies are all on the same page.
There's going to be a transition taking place in which we are one of the partners among many who are going to ensure that that no-fly zone is in force and that the humanitarian protection that needs to be provided continues to be in place.
The British Parliament has voted overwhelmingly in support of Prime Minister David Cameron's decision to join through the joint allied campaign in Libya. Britain and France are sending planes to help repatriate tens of thousands of Egyptians fleeing the violence in Libya. Eleanor Beardsley reports that planes and humanitarian aid are being sent, as the UN describes acres of people stranded in chaotic conditions on the Libyan-Tunisian border.
French Foreign Minister Alain Juppé said because of the coalition's actions, a bloodbath had been avoided in Benghazi. Speaking at a news conference, French General Philippe Pontiès said the coalition was making progress toward fulfilling the UN resolution.
We can see the pressure on the civilian population diminishing, and we can see that the capability to maneuver of the governmental forces has reduced a lot.
French planes are flying constant sorties over Libya from 8 air bases around France. Officials say France's Charles de Gaulle aircraft carrier should be in Libyan waters on Tuesday, ready to participate in the operation. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.
This is NPR News. International observers are applauding what turns out to be a peaceful second round of presidential voting in Haiti on Sunday. NPR's Kerry Khan reports from Port-au-Prince that the head of the observation team says Haitians should be saluted for their civility.
Elections in Haiti are often marred by violence, but Colin Granderson, the head of the Organization of American States Observation Team, says despite some snafus, the election yesterday went off peacefully.
This will contribute to the democratic practice in the country. It will also contribute to the credibility and the legitimacy of the electoral process.
Granderson urged both candidates in the race to refrain from making public comments and to ask their supporters to be patient until all the votes are tabulated. Preliminary results are expected next week. Two candidates are vying for the Haitian presidency, former First Lady Mirlan Maniga and popular singer Michelle Sweet Mickey Martelli. Kerry Khan, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.
The suspect in the Tucson shooting rampage must undergo a mental evaluation no later than the end of April by order of a federal judge in Phoenix. The exam is to take place at a specialized facility in Missouri. U.S. District Court Judge Larry Burns says the exam will be videotaped and provided to attorneys on both sides. Jared Loughner pleaded not guilty to charges stemming from the January 8th attack that killed 6 and wounded 13 others. Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords remains at a rehabilitation center in Houston as she recovers from the head wound she suffered in the attack. U.S. and Asian stocks closed higher. Japan's benchmark Nikkei index up over 4%. Shares are up a fraction of a point in Hong Kong and Shanghai. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News in Washington.